Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A few days ago, the Farm Service Agency issued news releases on its disaster assistance payment program for livestock producers and the new dairy risk management program. Farm Bureau Commodity Director Joe Kane says livestock producers in particular may want to visit their FSA offices before October 1st.
The deadline for enrollment really isn't right away. However, because of the Budget Control Act, there is going to be some sequestration of some of those funds if the producers wait past October 1st to file for those indemnities. Now, that is the Livestock Indemnity Program, the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, and the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. Those would all be subject to sequester of about 7.3% of the amount, the indemnity fund, if they go past the 1st of October and getting those applications filled.
Kane says on the forage program, farmers need just to have begun the registration process. On the two others, they need to be completed. He says contact with local FSA offices over the next 2 weeks is advisable.
They can tell you more detail about how quickly it's going to take or what information that a producer needs, but they do need to have some records showing the losses. But again, the key is making sure you meet that deadline so that you don't lose 7.3% of the funding.
We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm Bureau Commodity Director Joe Kane says the various farm programs of the new Farm Bill are beginning to unfold. One with a little less a sense of urgency for sign-up is the new Dairy Farm Risk Management Program.
Right. They've got until November to be able to sign up for this. And with milk prices where they are, at the farm gate price being over $20 a hundredweight, the likelihood of getting a payment under the Dairy Margin Protection Program this year is kind of out there.
Again, Kane says details of some of these new programs are still being ironed out, and they're keeping an eye on developments.
We want to find out exactly what all of the different program details are before we recommend that you go in and rush to do this, but we do have time. We've got until November.
That's for the dairy program, but again, October 1 is an important date for livestock indemnity programs. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.